Okay. All right. Hey, Jess, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm really excited for this episode because you guys are going to be laughing as hard as we're going to be laughing. And we're actually videotaping this so you can see us.
Yes, and so we can start getting videos and stuff up on our YouTube, do some like TikTok clips, things like that.
So this is going to be very raw and unfiltered. So if you're like, what the hell is happening? Just roll with it and keep listening because it's going to be funny.
Yeah, hopefully we've gotten over our and so and likes because that was really hard in the beginning.
It's very hard. We do like to say those words a lot. Okay, I'm gonna ask some questions and
We're gonna
then.
start with this, or do you want to talk about the robot first?
Oh my gosh. No, that's one of my questions in
Oh,
here.
okay.
So we're gonna ask each other questions
We're just
today.
gonna get right to it, I guess, right? We're gonna get right to it.
Yes, we're gonna ask questions and you're gonna get our raw, unfiltered answer. The funny thing is Jess has no clue what my questions are, and I have no clue what hers are. So we'll see.
I'm excited, nervous.
And I have a couple of jokes in there to keep you going. So I'll start
Oh.
with a joke. Let's see if it makes you laugh, okay?
Okay.
All right, you
I'm
ready?
scared.
Okay, first joke. Why is there not a pregnant Barbie doll?
Why is there not a pregnant Barbie doll?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because Ken came in a different box.
Oh, Lord. Come on, now I'm never gonna look at Barbies the same way.
Okay, one more. Are you ready? This one's really bad. Why are orphans not good at poker?
I don't know. Why aren't they good at poker?
Because they've never had a full house.
You're going to hell for that one. Where did you find them?
TikTok under dad jokes. So these are dad jokes. Oh, yeah. And by the way, we are totally drinking, so it's going to get even more interesting. Okay.
Lord, help me.
Well, Jess, what is your choice of drink so everybody knows?
I prefer and love beer. Today I have a pumpkin. I love pumpkin beer, but only in the fall.
That's like my red wine. I only like red wine in the winter and fall, and then I love my white wine in the summer months. But I'm actually drinking white wine today because I have a ton of it still. So I got to get through that before I start buying red.
You're there.
Okay. Are you ready for my questions?
No, but let's do it.
Okay, I'll do an easy one.
Okay.
You've had plastic surgery like me. Do you want any more plastic surgery anywhere else? And if so, what?
Yeah, of course. If I could get more plastic surgery or were brave enough, could afford it right now, whatever, I would definitely get my nose done. I would probably get a tummy tuck, more so just because of like my
You need like a mini tuck is what you need. You don't need a full tuck.
I want like my what are those called?
Stretch marks?
Yes, like my stretch
So a
marks
mini
maybe.
tuck, just a mini tuck.
Something
Cause
like
girl,
that.
you skinny. You have nothing.
But
I've
besides
seen your
that,
body.
well, thank you, but yeah, I don't know. Besides that,
Which leads me to my other question.
I mean, I would love like a nice like BBL, but I mean,
What are
have
we
you
all?
seen how that surgery is
Oh my
done?
gosh.
Because
No.
it's one of the most dangerous
Well, you have to
surgeries to
lay on
have.
your stomach too forever for recovery.
Yeah, it's no. I've
I don't have
watched
time for
too
that.
much videos and like, okay, with your boobs, as you get older and gravity, you know, like whatever, what's gonna happen with these big old asses as they get older?
He's gonna fall.
Like, is grandma gonna be in the nursing home, like with her walker, like skin and bones, but a big juicy booty? That's all I can think about.
Oh my gosh. I
You
mean,
know what
that's
I
true.
mean?
I
Like,
do. It all
you're
eventually
gonna.
goes south. It really does, no matter how much you try, I guess. So that leads me to what two of my other questions. Okay. Do you think saggy balls would hit your asshole on your penis? Old men and saggy balls. Oh, there goes my dog barking.
Why, it's okay.
Wyatt, lay down. Yep, my dog's around, so you're gonna hear him. But I just think of old men with saggy balls if they're screwing a girl or a woman, an old lady, whoever they're doing, is their balls gonna hit?
Well,
Because
yeah.
it would hit you in the asshole. It wouldn't hit you anywhere else.
I mean, don't balls hit you now, even if they're not saggy? Like,
Well, not really. Not that far down.
yeah, true. I don't know. There is some sort of contact, but I can't even think about that. Like, I talk to Seth about that sometimes. Like, how is this gonna work when we're all like wrinkly and gross? And like, he's like the same way, you know, whatever he says. And I'm like, no, we could just cuddle. We can have our matching recliners and we can just chill and cuddle. I'm not thinking about sex when I'm 80.
Okay, and then my other question question is, you know, if you've ever been in a public gym and stuff like that, and like everyone's getting undressed around each other. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you don't want to look, but you look, you can't help it. It's like looking at a car accident when you drive by. Yeah. You're like, I shouldn't be looking, but you look.
Yeah.
So have you ever seen saggy pussy, like a vagina hanging? Have you ever seen?
Not in person. Okay, this is going to get real live personal here. But, somebody I know was talking about roast beef, like vagina.
Is that like the curtain?
Where it like hangs out, like it's not all like nice and tucked up there. So I had to Google it because like, I don't know. I didn't know. Like I knew vaginas look different, but not that different because I have a, this is a nice.
I think vaginas look just as different.
No offense if yours looks different.
No, I think vaginas
that show that
different.
You had me watch, didn't she literally say that after having a baby, it was more like out, so she had surgery to reconstruct it?
Yep.
It happens. I've never seen it in person.
Oh, I have. And I was like, oh my gosh. So I look at my vagina now to see if my vagina hangs. Luckily, it's not hanging. It's still tucked up. We're still good to go, even after children.
Yeah. Oh, no, thankfully, I've never had to witness that in person. Actually, I don't even think I've ever been in a dressing room and seen another woman naked. The only, like, lap room I've ever been in was just, like, if my kids were swimming. Like, it was I've never been, like, a gym person. I probably should be, but no.
Okay. What is your most embarrassing?
So, hold on.
Okay.
You've seen that in person.
I have.
Because I want to be, I would love to do waxing.
Like, oh, I get waxed all the time. I love it.
I know.
No, I don't love it. It's, like, worse than childbirth, but I love the results. That's what I mean. Love hate.
I asked Seth the other day because I was getting like hair color and stuff. I'm like, if I just buy wax, will you just wax me? And he's like, absolutely not. I'm like, why? I don't want to have to pull the wax off myself, but like, I really want to, you know, wax. And I know how to wax. You learn that, so whatever.
Lay down.
But I can't imagine.
Lay down. Mm-hmm. You need to lay down. Quiet. Go lay down, honey. My dog is trying to be in our podcast and our video.
And come lay down.
Lay down. Lay down. He's the biggest baby there is, meaning he's a sweetheart, but he has to be involved.
That's
okay, right. Continue.
I like would love to do waxing just like for something to do, but all I can think about is like having to wax nasty ass vaginas. Like,
I mean, girl, I'll be honest. If you started waxing, I don't even know if I'd have you wax mine because I don't know if I'd want my girlfriend to see my vagina. I literally go to a stranger and
she
just waxes.
I feel like after childbirth, like the vagina is just like any other part of your body to me. Like, I feel like after giving birth, like you're so
it is true.
Out there.
After you have kids, I feel like the modesty goes out the window. So like, even when I breastfed, my tit was out.
Although you're the first person that has ever actually seen my boobs, except for like my husband. Like I have always been very like, I don't know.
Oh God. No. Yeah. I have second child when I breastfed. If you saw it, you saw it. Sorry.
I don't know what would be worse. Okay. Going to wax like a nasty vagina or having to wax a man's hairy asshole.
Okay. So the lady who does my waxing, she waxes men and all of that. And I think the same question. I'm like, God, how do you get up in there? Like, do you, think of the saggy balls. Do you have to lift those up to get up the cheeks?
Nope. Okay. I'm totally sexless here. No men allowed.
Next question. What is the most embarrassing sexual mishap that you have had? You tell me yours, I'll tell you mine.
You go first, because I've answered like four questions, and I want to see how far this is going.
Okay. So when Adam and I were dating, we were obviously having sex, and he went to roll me over, and I wasn't expecting it, and I backhand him right in the eye, and full on, like, nose bleeding, everything had to stop. Well, that was like 2 days prior to going to meet his parents.
Oh my God.
Went to his parents, met his parents, and this is his mom. Honey, you really shouldn't be getting in fights. Like, did you fight somebody? Because his eye was black and blue. His dad, no comment. It's like, I know my son's not a fighter.
Something
had to have happened. Is your new girlfriend beating you up? I mean, totally. Exactly. Totally gave him a black eye.
See, this is why I let you go first, because I thought you were going to talk about, like, queefs or getting stuck in the wrong hole.
That's another question I have.
crawl.
I got more questions, girl. Yeah, it's deeper and deeper.
I need to drink a little bit faster. I'm trying to think. As far as like...
You've never had a sexual mishap? Come on.
No, the only like mishap I really have ever had would be like almost getting caught.
Okay, but, so like, that's one of my questions. What is... So you've never actually been caught?
No, nothing. I mean, close, but thankfully...
Have you ever had a very awkward, like, what is like an embarrassing place you had sex type story? Because I have one too.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay, so what is that one?
I mean, I lived with my in-laws, okay? So like just having sex there in general was, and just like all of the times in the car. Like I feel like there were so many close calls being like at a rest stop or parked in a parking lot. Like, I don't know. I'm like, maybe I'm gonna put like a disclaimer. Dad, do not listen to this
Mom,
episode.
And if you not do, for you. Worry.
Right?
In-laws, this episode's not for you.
Yeah, no, we've definitely, two things. One, definitely, like, we were at Brackets. It's, like, this big, like, you know, car racing weekend. And we were sharing a camper with everybody. And we were on one side and they were on the other. And they, like, we were, like, doing thing. And they, like, came back. And we, like, stopped and, like, waited a little bit. And then continued, just, like, hoping they were sleeping. Not realizing how much, like, a camper moves. Same thing with, like, the campground middle the day doing your thing, and yeah, I'm like, holy cow, just you moving that, the camper swayed like so much, and I was like, oh my god, everybody out here totally knew what we were doing. Or like the tent shaking.
Yeah, it is like, it's kind of one of those moments like, if this is gonna work, because you couldn't move. So I mean, it has happened. We've all have stories like this.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do.
Okay, next question. Have you ever farted during sex? Did you stop or keep going?
It wasn't loud. So like neither of us actually acknowledged it. Like it just like squeaked out, I feel like.
Was it a squeak or a fart?
No, it was definitely like a fart this time. And I just remember afterwards him being like, you know, he totally farted during sex. I'm like, okay, you smelled that too? Because I was really hoping you didn't. Yeah, I know, like, once in 7 years is not bad. But, like, totally embarrassing.
I don't know
to
if I farted, but I for sure
I don't fart in front of my husband. Like,
oh,
I
really?
Don't.
Oh, I fart all the time
in
front of my husband.
If you were talking with Kenzie about, like, almost shitting yourself, right? I don't even think my kids have heard me fart that often at all.
What?
Like, I'm just not.
Oh, my God. You need to, like, traumatize your child with a fart, because what are you going to do? Like, you're teaching them to grow up and be, like, be afraid to fart.
I'm,
you
like, preaching to them.
It's better
like,
out than in.
You can go to the bathroom. Yes, better out than in. You can go to the bathroom anywhere you need to, like, nature calls, whatever. I preach all of this to them, right? But like, I'm totally poop shy. I'm fart shy. I think the only times I've ever farted in front of my husband was when I was in labor, because I was completely numb, but my midwife let me eat.
Well, you always shit a little bit when you give birth. I actually didn't poop when I gave birth.
I have no idea.
So.
Because Seth, you know, he fucks with me. So he's like, yeah, you did. Well, I mean, I wouldn't tell you if you did or you didn't, but you know, who knows? Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But yeah, during labor, you know, I like, you couldn't feel it happening. You just heard it. And I was like, I'm so sorry. Like, I can't hide these because, and then apparently I fart in my sleep because I don't fart in the day. So that's very embarrassing. And now the whole world knows that, but that's what we're here for.
Okay. What is the wildest place you've had sex?
The wildest place I've ever had.
Wildest place you've ever had sex. Anyone can be back from when you dated, all that. Anyone.
Oh my gosh, I have to like think about this. I don't think there is anywhere super, super crazy that I can think of. When we were in Vegas, we definitely did it at like the pool bathroom that was like not a multiple people bathroom. It was just a one person bathroom.
Yeah.
Definitely did it there. That was kind of crazy because it was midday and you could pool, and I was like, what am I doing?
My husband and I like to play golf, and one time we were playing golf, there was like four people waiting to hit off on a hole. I don't know which hole. And there was a bathroom nearby. So I told my husband, I was like, let's go back to the bathroom.
Let's go sneak away.
We did. So we went to the bathroom, had sex, got back in the car, and went and played some more golf.
Yeah.
So I would probably say that's the wildest. I wasn't very like free spirited when I dated back then. I think I was way more shy when I dated, because you know how like you're more conscious. But now that I've been married, I'm like, all cards are off the table. Whatever you want to do, let's do it.
Yeah.
Besides mouth hugs.
The only other thing I can think of is just like in the car. Like, oh my God.
You know, after this, I have parent-teacher conference. My husband's gonna be like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, I drank some wine and recorded.
You know, parent-teacher conferences can be very stressful.
Oh, I know. But my daughter's doing really good, so I feel like this one's actually going to be super positive.
I can't say the same there. I'm really nervous for our parent-teacher conferences. Neither of my daughters are doing so hot in school right now, and we have to also discuss their 5-4 plans.
Ooh, so, yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, and I probably will be at both of them by myself, which makes it even worse.
Yeah, so. No, I'm making sure my husband's there, especially after I've been drinking. Okay, next question. I'm going to tell you another joke. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes. You prepared for this very quickly. I'm giving you props here.
What is another name for coming inside a woman?
Like a cream pie? Shut up. Is that it?
No. Loading the dishwasher. Okay, I'm going to be honest.
You're going to hell.
I heard this dad joke, but I don't actually get that. So technically I'm a brunette, but I'm like the biggest blonde when it comes to knowing shit. I don't understand this joke. So if you understand it, please explain it to me.
Well.
I really don't.
You take a load, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You're the dishwasher.
Oh, so
because you do the dishes.
Okay.
And he's giving you a load. He's giving the dishwasher a load. He's loading the dishwasher.
Oh, it took me a minute. I heard this and everybody was like pissing their pants laughing. And I was like, I don't actually get it.
Yeah. That's definitely what it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
So that was a good joke.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell all of these to Seth. Okay. We already talked about that. Do you think, because you and I are both brunettes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're like a red brunette. I'm a brunette.
I'm a natural brunette.
Okay. So this is my question. Do you really think blondes have more fun than brunettes? But no one talks about the redheads. Okay. They say blondes have more fun than brunettes.
Mm-hmm.
But I think redheads are dirtier, aka you.
Like freaks or
Yes. I mean, look at you still saying you have sex two or three times a week and you've been married for over 7 years.
Yeah. I can't even say what I was about to say.
Say it! This is unfiltered. Say it.
No.
Grab my mic. I gotta pour more wine.
Blondes definitely have more fun, I think, because they're
I've just, been a blonde.
Like, I feel like if you're blonde, you're more like carefree and just like fun. I don't know, like, you know. But I always joke that I think reds have more fun than blondes because there's less of them.
That's true. I'm going to be a dark brunette with a hint of red tomorrow when I get my hair done. So we'll find out.
Like a copper red or like a
cherry
red.
Yeah, I want a hint of red. Red with brown.
Mm-hmm.
And then I need to get my hair longer, so I'm considering extensions.
I just saw a TikTok yesterday of a girl that put in just like snap-in extensions and her hair looked phenomenal at the end.
Yeah. No, I'm looking at it because my hair is getting longer, but I want it longer.
Mm-hmm.
I want something for my husband to grab. I'm just kidding.
And I'm like thinking the opposite. Like I had my hair short before and I have naturally really curly hair, so having short hair really doesn't work convenience-wise, but I loved like having short hair and when it was styled and like you and
no, I'm ready for long hair. Okay. Biggest party foul you've ever committed?
Party foul?
Yeah.
Probably like doing a multiple person beer bong and like choking because I've got like a hole in my chin and then like just waiting beer on the floor. That would be like a party.
I try to think about mine. I don't know if I really have a party foul, but I will say party foul, like wedding foul. On my wedding night, my husband and I did a cake stand.
Mm-hmm.
Because we wanted to do a bride and groom keg stand.
Yeah.
And his groomsmen, who held me up with my big poofy dress, the first time they put me up, they dropped me and I face planted into the ground. But I was already drunk and already got...
I'm fine.
And got back up and did it again. So that was probably my only party foul I can think of because I don't know. I mean, my 21st birthday, I danced on a bar and favorite song, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
On your 21st birthday, did you take 21 plus shots?
Oh, I took so many that I ended up... I passed out inside a dumpster.
Oh, okay.
No, true story. So,
and my ex-husband wanted to leave me that night, and it wasn't even my fault.
Mm-mm.
My friend was leaving with some random guys, and I was trying to give them my phone number so that they could return her to me in the morning, right? Because I was clearly gone, but conscious enough that, hey, my friend's leaving with some
Responsible friend.
And
she tried to fight a bitch in Nashville because this old lady was throwing...
She threw a beer bottle at me.
Yeah, and Jess dove across that table like nobody's business. We were like, what the F? I guess this is unfiltered, so I can say, what the fuck?
Yeah, well, I probably shouldn't have done that, but...
Oh, it's okay. I just remember her husband grabbing her and was like, nope, not today.
It's like, I heard you say you were going to beat the brakes off of her, and that's my line, first off. And second off, you are not beating the brakes off of anyone today. Oh, dear God. I wasn't even, like, drunk. Like, I wasn't even drinking that much at that time.
I can't wait to go back to Nashville.
She threw a beer bottle at us.
Like, oh, I know. For no reason. Thinking? No reason. Okay, back to 21st. No, I was dancing on the bar top to Pour Sugar on Me, because that's one of my favorite songs still to this day. And I tried to drop it like it's hot. And as soon as I squatted on the bar, my pants ripped from back to front. And what's the one thing about me that you know about me? What do I not wear?
Underwear.
Exactly. I was not wearing underwear, and everything came out. And the bartender was like, honey, you need to get Dawn off the bar. We can see it all. And I'm like, it's my 21st birthday. I don't give a shit. I'm young. My hoo-ha's still living its happy days.
Oh my God.
Then I went outside, puked, and okay, it wasn't like a dumpster, but it was like a trash like bin. I don't know. I was puking and I saw a cardboard box and I laid down on it and I totally passed out.
Well, on my 21st birthday, my ex-husband thought that I was giving these dudes my number. So from that point on, he wanted to leave me at the bar. And then the entire way home was telling his sister to drop me off on the side of the road.
Again, and this is why he's her ex-husband.
That's all I remember. It was a mess. But we were doing, like, what are the shots called with, like, the whipped cream on it?
Blowjobs.
Yeah, I probably had at least 15 of those. And mind you, I was, like, what, 110 pounds? Definitely shouldn't have been drinking that much alcohol to begin with, but then leaving my 21st birthday with my husband, or
ex-husband.
Well,
ex-husband. We're just going to call him your ex-husband. When you were leaving with your ex-husband,
she
got real. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Definitely didn't end in a good mood.
I have seen Jess too, because we do our mom's trip every year, and this last trip we went to Scottsdale, and we had so much fun. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. We actually had more fun though. I feel like we had more fun when that lady, Uber golf cart lady that was driving us around Scottsdale.
Yeah.
Because we were just blasting music and dancing with the wind blowing in our hair.
Yeah, it was, I don't know, fun, exciting.
I can't wait till our next girl trip.
Everything was fun and exciting that night until our one friend got out of the bar and I was like,
oh, wait, poor, what? Yes. I want to say, I almost just said her name, but I'm not going to say it, but she listens to our podcast and she's going to know exactly what we're talking about.
And I was like, she's fine. Her feet just hurt. What size shoe? I'm like, oh, we're the same size. Cool. Here, take my shoes. I'll wear your shoes. Not sure I'm going to walk in these. So I'll figure it out. We switched shoes and
I will say, I'm not going to say her name because she may not want me to say her name, but I will say she is British and her banter, I love it. Mm-hmm. So that night, just listening to her and like trying to handle the situation was fucking hilarious. I'm just standing there laughing and I'm like, all right, we're out, bye.
Yeah, I mean, it was really late and we have been drinking all day that day. So she made it.
I know.
She made
it. I give her props. She's got twins. That girl deserves to let her hair lay down.
Definitely.
Okay, next question. What is a dark fantasy you have? Do you have a dark fantasy?
No, I don't think so. Do you have a dark
fantasy? Okay, so I can't say, but, you know, watching 50 Shades of Grey, or, you know, have you seen the movie? Okay, if you have not seen it, you should watch it, but just know you're going to be horny as shit after you watch it. It's called, like, 360 on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. I've never even heard of it.
Oh, yeah. It's like this, like, European guy kidnaps this woman that he, like, fantasizes about. Oh, my God, the wine's kicking in. It's about this European guy. He has visions of this woman. Sees her, finds her, kidnaps her. And he doesn't kidnap her to hurt her. It's to have her fall in love with him. And it literally, like, shows him getting head from a flight attendant and, like, shows it all. And then, like, shows him getting head while she's handcuffed to a bed. Then, like,
from the girl he kidnapped?
No. From this, like, other chick. Okay. But watching the girl who's getting kidnapped is watching. But then she starts fantasizing about him because he's fucking hot. Mm-hmm. He's like this Italian dude. And then she finally was like, all right, I'm going to give in to you. And then they just fuck all day on this yacht.
So this is on Netflix?
It's on Netflix.
Okay.
Highly advised to all you listeners.
Have you seen the show? shit, what is it called? It's a TV show on Netflix.
Oh my gosh. The one about... Oh yes. I love that. Okay, let's be honest.
sex life. So good because it's so relatable. And I say that because it is about a woman who is married and her marriage is kind of boring. And I'm going
to say it's very vanilla.
Yeah. Okay. It's very vanilla. So she starts fantasizing about
an ex
because that was like back in the time when she had super hot sex. Mm-hmm. Talked about this, especially after our second episode, I had moms reach out to me and you can relate. Like after you get married, it's just something that happens that you just like for like, it's not that sex is bad. It's not that sex is boring. It's just fucking kids get in the way. Mm-hmm. Life gets in the way.
You're tired.
Like I'm fucking beat at the end of the night.
It just feels like one more thing you have to do on like, your to-do list. And I like...
Agreed.
I feel like you have to find a mindset or a reason to be excited for it. Like, I don't know. It's really hard for me to put my marriage before my kids. I kind of have that skewed, right? Like, you're supposed to focus on your marriage and then your kids and whatever. So it's hard to focus on my marriage. But the more you focus on your marriage, then your kids end up being happier because, you know, your kids need to see a good relationship too.
Agreed. Sorry. My phone is blowing up with my husband, so.
And my ADD ass is like totally squirrel braining because I'm trying to see what you're doing instead
I know.
Of paying attention to what I'm saying.
I'm listening. I totally heard you. Multitasking. That's what we're best known for as moms.
But anyways, keep it spicy in the bedroom. Give yourself some
time to look forward to. So that's why me and my husband take trips so much. Mm-hmm. Or we just take a long weekend together.
What was I just going to say about that? Oh, I think like being open-minded too, like trying new things. And then like I'm down for anything except for sharing. Like I don't know. Like props
does
to you.
Does do anal?
Like props to you if you can sing.
She does not want to answer
and share
this.
Partners and stuff because, yeah, no.
Isn't it?
No.
God, girl. Hell to the no. No, it hurts trying to squeeze a shit out. I am not squeezing a penis in there. You should see Jess. She's so
I'm like, is it because of the fire or am I just like heating up? No one's going to like me because they're going to be like, that girl needs to be canceled. She cannot be telling her husband these things.
No, just say it. He probably goes downtown and just puts a little hot toot on it.
Anyways, next topic.
Okay, I'm almost out of questions. You better start thinking of your questions here. I only got, I think, one question left.
Oh, my God.
Have you ever made a sex video? And if you have not, would you? I'm going to take yes because she's not responding.
Go ahead. You can go first.
I have not, actually. I've never made one. But okay. We also don't have, like, I guess, like, the sexual desire when he's out of town. Well, at least as far as I know, he better not be having fucking sexual desires when he's out of town. But... I don't know. No, we don't. We have sexted, I guess. But not... Okay, that's just fucking weird for me. Like, we're married, so if we're going to talk about sex,
dude,
just fucking FaceTime
me. My mother-in-law, my dad, anybody who knows me, like, doesn't listen to this episode. I don't know.
Trucking company.
We owned a trucking company, so he was on the road all the time.
My husband drives a lot.
We would definitely, like...
Girl, you just, know? Like, FaceTime. Fiend for sex, I FaceTime. Feel like. Because I just don't fiend for it. Again,
that
I
or guess, my like, husband is just, like, you know... A total hornball, and I, you know, go with it.
Yeah, no. But a question. Mm-hmm. So you've made a sex video.
Yeah, I always joke with him because he probably has an OF for me with all of his footage. And
so was it with his phone? So, like, did he make it with his phone?
It? How many? Like, I mean, there's a few of them.
Oh, there's a few videos. Mm-hmm. So did he make a video? Any of videos? Is it with his phone? So did he, like, zoom in?
Do you know how hard it is to get angles correctly when making a video like that?
You're laying there, and he's just going to town. He can hold the phone up at the angle. I'm just wondering, because my husband and I have not made a sex video, but I will definitely add it to our list for the next vacation, because I'm not making it in our house. You know, that movie, Sex Tape, where the kids are all at a sleepover, and she's like, we're going to do every sex move in this book. I feel like when we decide to make a sex tape, that is what it's going to be like. All right, if we're doing this, we're going to fucking do it right.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it just depends on what position you're in and what angle you're trying to get and then how long the video is going to be. because, like, at least for me, like, yeah, it's going to feel good, but, like, I can't, like, actually focus on what I'm doing because I know I'm being recorded.
Oh, God. So, like, my husband knows he's going to have to get me drunk.
Yeah.
He also absolutely. Knows when I've been drinking or I'm drunk, mm-hmm. that's when I'm the freakiest in the bedroom.
Like, I don't care to rewatch it. Like, that's for me.
Oh, no, I'll watch it. I'll totally watch it.
No, because I don't want to, like, I'll watch it, but, like, I don't want to, like, nitpick things. Like, that's not a good angle.
Yeah. No, I'll watch it. I never want to watch me giving birth, but I would watch that just so I know what I look like on camera.
Have you ever seen it where you're like, you lay your phone down and then you go over it to see like what they see when they look up when you're on top?
No, have you?
No, I don't want to.
Yes, you have.
No, I don't. I honestly think I'd be mortified and I would never like come out of this position while on top ever again. Like I've never been before. Like, it would just.
I know, but I probably should. Okay, that is all my questions, Jess. So you better pop up with your questions.
I don't even. I feel like every question I had, you basically one way or another answered it because we just talked about everything. Gosh, I like my questions were boring. My questions are like, what is your funniest experience? What's your most embarrassing? Where's the funniest place you've ever gone to the bathroom? Like those are my questions.
You want to hear my story? Okay, well, I was gonna save this for giving birth and being pregnant episode, but I guess I can tell you the craziest place I've ever had to get the bathroom, and I'm talking number two, is I was 8 months pregnant and me and my husband went to Stagecoach. You know what that is?
It's like a country, like a multi-day country.
Yeah. In California. So we showed up and our daughter was with us. We had gotten McDonald's and we were eating in the car. Now, when I was pregnant, I could not hold my bowel movements. When I had to pee, if I had to go, I had to go or it was going in my pants. Mm-hmm. So we showed up, we parked. I had to go to the bathroom so bad. So I walked to the porta potties. They were locked. So then I saw these police officers. Oh, I got a burp.
And
excuse
you're
me.
Like full blown pregnant.
I was full blown pregnant. I walked to these police officers and I said, hey, is there a restroom around here? I see the porta potties are locked. They're like, yes, we don't unlock those until after. So I was like, okay, well, I really have to go. And they're like, well, there's a restroom at the other entrance. And I was like, that's over a mile away. Do you see I'm not 8 months pregnant? And they're like, yeah, sorry. Like, there's no restrooms on this side. And I was like, oh my God, I was not going to make it. So I went back to the car and I said, babe, there's no restrooms. The only closest restroom is like a mile away and I cannot walk that far. I'm going to shit my pants. And he's like, me and Mackenzie are gonna go for a walk, figure it out. They went for a walk. I totally pooped in the McDonald's bag in the vehicle and then got out and threw it away in the trash.
So brave. I
had no choice. I was 8 months pregnant and it fucking hurt. Yeah. It hurts so bad to hold it.
You're like, I gotta go.
Like, it was better. It was better in the McDonald's bag than in my pants.
Yeah.
And my husband there was like, I never want to know what happened. I'm just gonna go for a walk. He obviously kind of knows what happened, but he went for a walk with her daughter. I squatted in the truck and use that McDonald's bag.
What would you have done if McDonald's bag broke?
That's a good question. I don't know. It didn't break. But there was because a trash can right now.
That's how my like anxious mind works. Like I'm always like a step ahead of what could happen if I, you know, whatever. That is all I would be able to think about is God. First, how the hell am I going to wipe my ass? And two.
I had baby wipes because Kenzie was still young. So I had baby wipes. So.
I was prepared.
I wiped. I threw it in and I threw that shit away because there's a trash can like 3 feet away where I got out of the car. It was right there. I threw it away and I said, my shit's going in this trash can. Okay, next question. So not boring.
Have you ever had a one night stand?
Yes. Very early 20s in New York City.
I've never been to New York.
I'll take you. I love New York. My husband does not like New York because, you know, he's a country boy. Mm-hmm. He does not do big cities, but I'll take you to New York. I've taken Mackenzie already twice.
Let me like turn this and relate it back to my mom life. We probably should just call this episode instead of whatever we were going to call it, like sex in the motherhood, because I feel like all we've ended up talking about is sex. But okay, so I obviously didn't know what an orgasm was, right? Like I thought I knew, but I clearly didn't until I did. How do you go about that with like the birds and the bees talk as like you're talking to your children about sex and things like that? Because I cannot believe that I thought I was like living that aspect of my life to the full potential and wasn't. Like all I can think about is what if I went my entire life not actually having an orgasm?
Okay, so we, you know, we kind of obviously parent different. I'm going to be 100% honest with my daughter. It's 2024. Like, there's no beating around the corner. There's no, like, you water the plant and the plant grows. Like, it's not that. There's, and also, like, I call body parts by their names
because
that's what predators call them. And I want my daughter to understand if someone is calling your vagina a vagina or a pussy or anything like that, that someone you don't know, they're a fucking predator. Walk away.
A, in court, if your child, God forbid, is ever molested, they need to be clear on what body parts were touched or violated, whatever. And two, a child predator has literally said from jail that they are less likely to,
call it like your vajayjay or
they're less likely to go after a child who knows their body parts.
Correct, because they don't call even it, like, little girl names. They call it what it is.
Yeah.
So, my daughter knows. Like, she knows she has a vagina. My son knows he has a penis. Like, 100%, that's what we call it. Mm-hmm. When I had the conversation with my daughter, I'm just going to be honest with her. I'm going to tell her, like, penis goes into the vagina.
Need it close.
So,
and then how
we'll tell our girls about birds and the bees. I'm going to be very honest. I'm also going to be honest with my son because I'll be damned if you knock someone up. And if you do knock someone up, you're fucking taking care of that child. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not walking away. So, I honestly will be honest. I'll be like, this
now,
is how it happens.
How do you, because we're raising children in this, like, day and age that people just, like, casually have sex. Like, I feel like when I'm on TikTok or just, like, whatever.
I know. It's very different. Marriage is not really a thing these days.
What is your, like, I don't know. How do you plan on talking to Mindy about that? Have you ever thought about it before?
When she is old enough, probably 16 plus, like, obviously she's going to know about birds and the bees before then. But when she's old enough to really understand it, I think I'll take her out, or like when we do our mother-daughter trips, when we do that, I'm going to have a conversation with her and be like, you know, you're 16, you're going to be 18 in a few years, you're going to be going to college, you know, things are not like what they used to be.
Well, we're in the day and age that if we don't have these conversations with our children, and if their friends don't, Google definitely is going to. Because, like,
100%.
I can't even imagine the trouble I would have gotten into if I was a
child. Well, my daughter, my daughter doesn't even want to have children. She asked me the other day if she could adopt kids because she doesn't want to get married and she doesn't want to kiss a guy or a boy, not a guy, a boy. And I'm laughing. Again, she's only like 8, almost 9. So it's like the innocent. So I'm like waiting, give it like 5 more years and she's going to be like, I have a crush. But I told her, I was like,
daughter's had a crush on the same boy since kindergarten.
Exactly. So like every girl's different, but my daughter right now is not even into boys. And so for me, I'm like, when she asked me, can I adopt a baby? And I was like, you absolutely can adopt a baby. You don't have to be, and it's true, it's 2024. You don't have to be married to have babies these days. Like, look at Lala Kent. Do you know who that is? Mm-hmm. She is from Vanderpump Rules. She just got a sperm donor because she had a baby with her ex, fiance, boyfriend, and now she has to do the custody. She wanted more kids, but she never wanted to share her kids again. So she just got a sperm donor and she's having kids on her own. And I applaud her for that.
And I'm going to totally squirrel brain this year. I always say that divorce is easy and co-parenting is hard. And that is exactly why. That is the hardest thing to do, is share your children.
Oh, 100%.
I'm not trying to, like, talk over you. It's not that every other weekend sharing time. Like, if you are planning on divorcing your spouse, it's missing Christmas. It's sharing their birthdays. It's maybe not being able to, like, I don't know, any, like, big important event. Like, it's a struggle to be there for them the way you should be just because of you and your spouse not being able to make work.
I can see that. It's the wine kicking in. So, I'm scrolling because I'm forgetting what we're talking about. Oh my God, we were talking about Mackenzie wanting to adopt. So I told her, yes, she could totally adopt. She does not ever have to be married. You do not need a guy these days because men are out there apparently donating their sperm for cash left and right. So just do your research. But that is my daughter right now. She could care less. And I just am soaking in her innocence. event, because I don't even know, remember, I don't know about you, but I know by 14, I was definitely boy crazy. I always wanted to have a boyfriend. I always wanted to have a crush. It's kind of like acceptance too, because obviously how you and I grow up, it's so different. Our kids are growing up different that way. But yeah, my daughter is not thinking about boys. She thinks boys are so gross. I asked her, what is the grossest thing that you think mommy and daddy do? And she's like, kiss. Like, do not kiss in front of me, because kissing is disgusting.
Aww. I love her.
I know. She's so sweet.
Yeah, that's, I like this day and age that I'm raising daughters and even a son in, it just scares me. It's like, I want them to know that their body is theirs and that, like, you have power over that. Like, if you're just gonna go out and let every Tom, Dick, and Harry, so to speak, like,
Tom, Dick, and Harry you.
Yeah, like, you're taking that, what that's worth, and just diminishing it at every time you let that happen. Like, I don't, it's hard because the Love Island show, right? Mm-hmm. And some of those girls were saying that they've slept with 100+
guys. Yeah, that's disgusting.
I'm like, okay, well, they clearly have experience.
Okay, but see, like, let's be honest.
They don't like, but like, I don't ever want.
No. Let's be honest. I think a lot of that is show for camera. They're like 23, 24. A lot of them are making that shit up. I'm sorry. I don't believe it. I'm not going to believe it, because if you did sleep with 100 men and you're 23, that means you've started when you were fucking super young.
Yeah.
I doubt that. 100% doubt that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't want my girls to ever like have that. I have a number count. I don't know. Like, to each their own, but I want to raise girls that know that, like, I don't know, that's theirs. They share it with a limited amount of people, hopefully.
I agree. Okay. Any more questions for me? Because, again, I'm out of questions. This is all you, girl.
What's a funny story you think of?
In regards to what?
Anything. Just like something that you always look back on and you're like, oh my God, that's such a funny, like, makes you laugh every time.
Let me think. You have one?
No, not really. I was trying to think about this on the way here. Like, when have I had like an embarrassing moment or a funny moment? And it's so hard to think of those things.
It is.
Literally, the only thing I could think of is when I called 911 on someone driving crazy. And instead of saying I'm calling about an erratic driver or a person driving erratically, I kept saying erratically. Like, he's an erratic driver.
Idiot. They're probably like, are you drunk, ma'am?
Right? Like, idiot. That's pretty much all I can think of. Oh, sorry. How many people have you...
Don't ask me about sleeping, because...
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. I was like, girl, I've been married for so many years, I'm probably not even gonna remember.
Shit. I was gonna ask you, how many people do you feel like you loved in your life?
Okay.
Just grazing the surface, because I know...
Fake love, where I thought I was in love, probably 5 or 6. Real love, probably 100% 2 people, obviously. Okay. Do you have... Oh, God. I'm trying to think right now, because I'm a lot of questions. I asked some pretty good questions. Okay, question. Is there anything sexual that you've always wanted to try that you've never actually tried? A place, a thing, position, or an object?
I will say yes for like location. So I always joke that like when we our kids are older and whatever, I want to like travel and try to like have sex on different balconies all over like the world, essentially, like hot tub on balcony, like not exactly like being out in the open.
I would say for me it's a sex swing. Never had sex with a sex swing, so I'd probably want to just try it and see.
Just put a hammock between two trees. just put a hammock up between two trees while you're camping, and I mean
it's the same thing.
Swings, doesn't it?
So you're saying you've tried it?
Yeah.
I've never tried it
out in the open, like.
Sex swing coming in hot.
That's one of those things that I feel like with my ADD, I like couldn't focus on like the pleasurable aspect of the sex, because I'd be like, ooh, I'm swinging. Like,
I guess if you think about it that way.
I could like focus, but I don't know. Did you, in sex life, they go to a party, like a keys in the basket party?
Oh, yes.
And there are like people in the background like singing like that. I'm like, is that just fun or does that really feel good?
I just feel like I would break my husband's penis. Like, I'm just coming in, and if it's not in the hole and I come in hot, it's going to be like, boom, broken. That's what I think of.
Well, that's one way to experience a wrong hole at the wrong time. Wrong hole.
No.
Nope. Don't recommend. Don't do it.
Yeah, I feel like it would paralyze me. I'd be like, oh, God, I'm out.
Yeah,
done.
That just ends it. Mood over.
Yes. Yeah. All right. Any more questions, Jess? Anything you've been dying to ask me. Okay, real fast. Let's talk about the robots, okay? So have you heard that Elon Musk has come out with a robot that is going to come into our household? Well, not going to. A regular household can buy a robot between 20 and 30,000, or it's either 20 or 30 or 30 or 40,000. And you can have a robot in your house that will do anything you want, like cook, clean, everything. Have you heard about this?
I didn't, but when you told me about it, I had to look into it. I'm obsessed with like Elon Musk and Tesla and all of that. When we were in Vegas, they have that underground like tunnel road thing. I love like just being up in the know about things like that. Going back to like sex, how do you feel about a robot that's basically a human in your house while you're having sex?
Well, like, there's so many fucked up people. I think people will buy a robot to see if they can have sex with it.
Yes, I absolutely think there's going to be like sex tapes of people having robots one way or
which
another.
Is disgusting. Mm-hmm. Like it's gonna have to be like a new like law of like, you know what I mean? It's just weird. Just fucking weird.
Yeah, I think it's weird in general that like people have sex with blow up dolls and things like that.
100%.
That to me is weird. Like do your thing, but like I don't know. It's just I could never.
But would you actually have a robot? Because I have a love hate relationship. Meaning I would mind a robot in my house because my house would always be clean. Mm-hmm. Dinner would always be cooked in a dinner that I probably have no idea how to cook. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we live on acreage, so our land would be good. But then I have a hate because I feel like robots, like I do have cleaners who come once a month. Robots are going to be the next cleaner. So you're cutting jobs. I just feel like, as my husband says, it's cheaper to employ a robot than it is a human. So it's 100% going to take jobs.
Oh, absolutely. That would be one of my main concerns with the robots, with the humanoid, whatever
you want to call it, yeah.
The thing of like them advancing to the point that they're taking over, kind of like movie iRobot.
It's 100%. Well, did you see his new car that he put out to the day that he introduced the robots? Did you see it?
The van or the...
Not the van. The actual car that he put out. Mm-mm. It's the same one from iRobot. Like everything that is being put out is like identical to the movie iRobot right now.
I don't know. I like don't even have words for it because my first question is where is like the ejecto battery on this robot, right? Like if the thing starts acting crazy, how do I turn it off? Like instantly. Like not like an off button. Like where is my contraption to like grab it and the whole thing just like falls to the floor?
Well, I just feel like too, like not to be like political or anything, but I feel like this is a perfect chance for our government to tie into these robots because the shit's gonna get recorded. Like, come on now. Like, they're not stupid.
Yeah, I've thought about that before. And I mean, I have a smart home, so I have Alexa in every room. We have Ring cameras throughout our house. Like, they're already watching us. Like, think about that with your phone, right?
Oh, Facebook picks, you'll think about something and like tell your spouse about it. And next thing you know, you're scrolling Facebook and boom, there's like an ad for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, literally yesterday, Seth showed me leggings because this girl's ass was like nice and then it was like phenomenal. And he's like, do you think this is really just the leggings? I'm like, yeah, I really do because of the, like, cut. I'm like, how much are they? So he clicks on the ad. They're like $68 for this one pair of leggings.
I know which,
like,
ones you're talking about. You can buy them on Amazon.
I'm like, yeah, no, thank you. But then we're literally sitting there eating Oreos and he keeps scrolling and he's like, oh, look, more leggings. Oh, look. Okay. Because so, like every three posts is...
So I'm not even talking about if you click on an ad. I'm talking about like I've had a physical conversation with my husband about something and then I'm scrolling Facebook and I'm like, oh my God, Facebook's giving me ads for this. Fucking listening. Technology these days is fucking crazy.
Yeah, it's like a catch-22 because I don't have anything to hide. So like I don't care really what they know, but like
100%.
I worry about the dark web. Like, okay, we talked about like making sex videos, having like,
well, they can take your
spicy pictures. Like, what the hell is on the black market of me personally that I don't know about?
Correct. Well, my fear
like,
is like
going to be out there. I want to pay for it.
We put pictures of our kids on social media. Yeah. You can take our child's face and put it on anything. And that is more where I'm like, hell to the no.
Yeah, that's why like people will post photos of their children like in the bathtub or whatever, even with like an emoji sticker, like hiding them.
You can
predators
AI
can use that really easily.
Yes.
And I definitely don't want people to do that. Like I know people don't want to believe that there are that sick of people out there.
There are.
But there are.
100%. 100%. Oh my God, we're getting deep, and I have a buzz going right now, so we've got to get back to
I'm thinking about, like, my privacy with, like, what I'm doing in my home. I'm not thinking about my kids. That, like, adds a whole nother element to
it. I just want a robot to clean my house and cook me food, and then can I just take the battery out and let it, like, sit there and charge?
Yeah, like, I'm going to feel, I don't know why, but I just, like,
the or play Uber. Come on. This robot, if it really is that smart, drive my children to all the sports events so I can hang out with my husband or babysit. Free babysitter. If I'm going to buy a robot, you better be able to take care of my children.
That's I'm the opposite with you with that. I'm like, cook my food, do my laundry, clean my house, walk my dog. You are not watching my kids. Like, there, you could not pay me to let this thing watch my kids. See? I don't know what to expect.
I guess it's true.
Like, that scares the ever.
I guess it's true. Everyone. But I did see a video where they showed, like, a robot fighting back. And that's why I do think, like, police-wise, I could see police stations getting robots. Because you can shoot at them all day and they ain't gonna die. They might get hit with them in their, like, wire, but you just wire that back, you're good to go.
When I bought my 2025 SUV, I was driving it home and I was like, how long do you think it is until the highway is, like, right lane, left lane, fast lane, fast lane? Like, you get on the highway and if you have a smart car, you just fast forward to the fast lane and that bitch just, like, just takes you to where you need to go. Like, you enter in, like, exit 80 and it's just like, boom! Like, how long is it until, like, our kids don't even have drive? Like, how, like,
I guess when it's you're true. Seeing traffic, we'll see.
Like,
we'll
is that
see.
Even going to be a thing anymore?
It's true.
I don't know.
We have not seen too many movies, but we have seen too many movies. But it's true. Like, movies are, like, reality. I mean, look at, perfect example, iRobot, and now look at what Elon Musk has put out.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
I definitely believe that we have the knowledge and the technology to, like, expedite things, but we don't, because as a society as a whole, I don't think that the mass majority of people would handle it if they just, like, put it all out there.
I agree.
They have to, like, slowly lean it in to keep, like, order and, I don't know, compliancy, I guess.
I would agree. Okay, so we're about to wrap up. We need to end on a really funny note. So
wait.
Okay.
When he, because he said that he'll release these robots to be rented so you don't have to, like, buy them right away.
Oh, I didn't see rented. I heard it was just buy.
$300 to $500. Okay. Try it out. Okay. Are you gonna try it out?
I don't know. I'm 50-50. I don't know.
I'm trying.
I'll split the payment with you and we can just try it out together.
Perfect. My thing is I'm gonna get feelings for this robot. Not like in a love or
romantic. Oh my God,
way,
you do love, like, all the pets that,
like,
you adopt.
Like, I'm gonna feel bad for him. Like, does it come with us, like, on our family vacations? Like, is it a part of the family? Because that's all I can think of is this robot is, like, AI operated. It is literally wired to get to know you better and to do things better for you, to become more human-like. So at what point am I like, yeah, sorry about, like, you're off for the day? Or do you just, like, I don't know.
Well, my question is, we talk about how food is so processed that most of us Americans are fucking fat. So now getting robots that can do all this stuff, isn't it just going to make us more fat and lazy? Because now you have a robot who can do your chores.
I'm the opposite. Like, I think it'll be better because I can let the robot do my dishes and I can go, like, do what I want to do.
Yeah, but
and
when you I don't want to do it, you're going to use your robot. I mean, think about it. You talked about how you don't cook. Mm-hmm. If you want to save money, though, and you have a robot who can cook, you're going
to
have the robot cook.
I want
him
to, like, cook me a nice, like grilled chicken dinner with, like, sautéed vegetables.
Exactly.
Like,
that's what I'm saying.
That's healthy.
So then you have
to... I'm not going to McDonald's.
Exactly. So then you have to send the robot to do your grocery shopping. So that's out because the robot's the only one that knows what the fuck that's cooking.
Yeah,
you just say, I want vegetables. I want this. I want Chinese food. Cook me a good Chinese dish. Your robot's going to cook it, but they have to go to the store to buy you the groceries. I'm just saying, to me, it feels like America could get more fat and lazy from this.
No, absolutely.
Or look at this. Example, you're a hairstylist. You own a salon. You're sick. You're going to, the robot apparently can do everything that a human can
do.
So if you're training your robot to do hair and be a cosmetologist or hairstylist, they could go to work for you and you could be home. I'm just saying, there's so many weird fucking things I think about.
My biggest fear is in the next 10 years, we're going to be dropping our kids off at school for school drop-off. And instead of, like, a teacher being there to greet our children, there's going to be robots and cross, like, things. And, like,
oh, 100%.
Like, I don't know. I'm not too worried
robots
about this
robot. Robots are cheaper than humans. I mean, think about it. You just buy the robot for $20,000 and you own it versus you don't have to pay a salary that is way more than $20,000.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to get real political with this, but it's going to replace a lot of jobs that people don't want to do.
Correct. 100%. Like trash.
Going to kick a lot of people
100%.
Back to where
that's why I'm curious to see how this is going to play out. Because they say they're putting restrictions on these robots. But any tech person, IT person that gets orders a robot can fucking rewire that robot the way they want
it
to be.
It's just like tuning your car.
It is.
There's going to be, I don't know. That's like, we have the internet and then we have like the black or the dark web, right?
Yeah.
And like, we don't know what goes on. But like, it's real and it's there. And that's what always like freaks me out is like, this robot's in my home. Who is actually seeing everything that's happening and where is it going?
Correct.
And not so much over me, but like.
100%. I agree. It's fucking weird. It will be interesting to see how it plays out. I will be honest, we will probably not do a robot until we see how it plays out. Now, if it plays out for the positive, maybe, but I'm not looking to invest in
a
robot.
There is
a
robot on Amazon that you can actually order like today. It's $3,000 and it's a way smaller scale. It's not like a humanoid. It reminds me more of, what's that movie? A Disney movie with a little robot.
It's a big one that blows up?
No, not Baymax. Baymax reminds me more of the, God, I'm such a child. Baymax reminds me more of the humanoid. Like he is like there to make sure whatever. He's
your
like
safety.
Bigger scale.
Yeah.
This robot, I literally have to go.
Is it Wall-E?
Yes, it reminds me of Wall-E.
Wall-E!
Because it's tiny and it's like a job for you. It's like the mail and to water your plants and to check on your dogs when you're not home. Like, of course, it's not going to be for me, but yeah, they're already available for people to buy.
Ah, okay. Well, look at that, everybody. Stay tuned to 2025 where you can buy a robot. All right, Jess, we're going to wrap up. We need to end on an extremely funny note. So think of something. Think of a, do you know any naughty jokes to end on?
Naughty jokes. I admitted to the world that I have anal. What else is
my It's true.
I thought my husband's gonna kill me. I'm terrible at this. Like, I'm the worst.
She's so censored compared to me. I'm very out there. That's why we mesh well, because I have no filter and her filter doesn't really exist because she's very censored. You're PG-13. I'm rated R for sure.
Mm-hmm, definitely. You're like, let's go skinny dipping. I'm like, maybe next time.
Nope. I'm like, let's do it.
I don't think I've ever been to.
Oh my gosh. We're going, when we go to Exuma, I've already told the other moms who are going, I said, don't be alarmed once kids are in bed. I might be running to the ocean naked. The water's like 85 plus. I've got to get in the water naked at least once.
I imagine very green. I've never done it before.
Well, you need to do it sometime and you're going to be like, oh my God, this is amazing.
Sex on the beach, sand, places of sand.
Well, you're going in the water. It's not sandy. It's just salt water going up in your hoo-ha. At least it's getting clean.
Yeah, or totally throwing up your pH balance. I don't have any funny jokes.
Okay. Well, all right, you guys. This has been an extremely fun episode.
Definitely open and honest.
Almost empty. It's unfiltered and honest. So we hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. And we can't wait to hear from you because we'd like to hear all your commentary or questions about this episode.
And I hope this kind of shows that like we 100% are being authentic. Like I am sharing things with the world that I never thought I would. But
like anal.
Yeah.
And just think
right time it is the right time, place, person, whatever. But I just like I'm really trying to connect with like other moms that want the truth.
Correct.
And we are going to start a Facebook group so that other moms or listeners can join in and kind of give feedback, ask questions, message us anonymously.
Yes, because on Facebook you can do it.
Yeah, so they can like post anonymously so that people can answer their questions and then we can kind of discuss it in the future. There's a lot of things kind of like on the horizon that I hope this builds to, and I hope being like extremely vulnerable today.
We were.
But if you are down to earth and able to be honest and open, then we're the place for you.
I mean, like, if you see my video right now, my hair's on top of my head with lots of dry shampoo, and I'm so unfiltered, I have no makeup on.
That's because you're beautiful with no makeup.
Oh, God, no. We're sitting by the fire, so my face is red. But yes, I am hair on my head, sweatshirt, leggings, like living my best comfortable life as can be. Jess, on the other hand, beautiful makeup, hair is done. She is on par.
I always have makeup on.
She does. I know. I walk out of the house, I don't give a shit.
I honestly do not let people see me without makeup on. It's a huge
girl, live
I'm
your
working
life.
On it because I want my daughters to
be able to walk out of the house and not have makeup. Yes.
Exactly.
So, okay. Thank you for listening. And again, we're honestly May.
We're honestly mom and ain't easy.
Bye.